Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Sunny and 76 degrees. Jort weather.
Yeah.
Done.
See, yesterday you went jort, and I think it was a little too warm for it. Today, I think you're good on jort.
Yeah, it's a thick jort.
I think... Now, I feel like you need to clarify your jort. Like, you don't own a jort, right? You don't own a jort. You're not really jorting.
And I'm not making fun of it. I'm trying to, you know,
very
just
in right
shorts
now.
And whatever. So maybe I go like it's linen weather.
Oh, I like that.
Maybe it's
so
a seersucker summer.
What? Oh, I like that too.
Seersucker
There's a
summer.
Girl I follow on social media. And I like all the clothes she wears and stuff. And yesterday she wore a jort and she put a vote for it. Love it or loathe it. Cause she's trying to decide, like, the jorts are very in this summer. Can I pull it off? And she tries the jort on with like a bunch of different shirts and stuff.
Speaking of that, we're going to get to Dead Guy in an Envelope. I know it's weird. It continues. I know. Exciting. Today could be the day.
Is it?
I found right after Dead Guy in an Envelope, I found a game. And I don't really want to say it, but I'm super, super excited about a game that we could play that might even be more annoying than this. And it's
like on air.
And it's a version of a game that I just found out about yesterday. I've heard about this game. I'm not taking any credit for the game, but I heard of it and I thought to myself, this could be unbelievably fun to play on the air.
Will I hate it more?
You will hate this game.
More than Dead Guy in an Envelope. I hate Dead Guy in an Envelope.
I really think that you will. You remember when we played around to what's next when people would call up and then they would have to guess the next one?
I sure do.
So
very lengthy.
It's not along those lines, but it is very... I'll be curious to see if you hate it and if our early morning crew hates the idea.
When will we mention this? When we get a winner or you're going
to
tell us today?
I will tell. So we're going to get to Dead Guy in an Envelope. So we will get hopefully a winner. And then right after that, we will mention the game. But first... He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Make our Thursday.
Please bring it to an end. He's dead. He's a guy. He's been in that envelope since January.
No, I like the game. I don't want to bring this to an end.
I do. I don't. I want it to come to an end.
There it is.
Imagine it's finally over and we can move on with life.
Right there. Star 102, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
In an envelope.
I don't know if I'm more excited for your guest for Dead Guy in an Envelope or the possible next game.
I'm so afraid.
How about astronaut Neil Armstrong, please?
That's a great guess. That's not him, though.
Oh, shoot.
Have you ever been in radio or TV? I love your voice.
Well, thank you very much. No, but I'd be happy to do some sound bites for you whenever you want.
We would love that. We're going to have to utilize that at some point in time. I don't know when, but that should happen. Maybe we need you as a voice guy for the station or something somewhere.
Okay, I'm open to it. Thank you.
Love it. Okay, so an idea possibly for a next game. Just going to toss it out there in a minute on Star 102. Ready for this? Star 102.
I don't know.
What?
You make me very nervous.
I love this.
What is, just tell us.
I'd have to think of how to play this. But so a story that I saw yesterday was Lorde, the artist Lorde. And there was Gracie Abrams, there was Chaperone, there was Charlie XCX. So they played a recent bit. This is on BBC Radio 1. This is not a Tim Richards idea. This is not anything. I just love this so much. So they played a round of sitting or standing. Have you heard of this game? I had not heard of this game until yesterday.
No,
to be
how do you
honest.
Play sitting or standing?
And I do listen
I'm
all
intrigued.
Over the place. I just think that people are very smart. They're very unique. They're very funny. They're very. I just am in awe of, especially now that you have access to different ideas. I just am intrigued by just so many different things. So sitting or standing, where you cold call friends to guess whether they're sitting or standing. That's all it is. Or it could be laying down or sitting or whatever, where you're just, you remember what there was the time, oh, you were off, where people would call in and I said that I could guess the make of your car
yes.
by the beep of the horn.
Well,
and
I still remember that even though I wasn't here. And like you would guess and people would be honest with you about it.
And there was a prize involved. And this is why I said the early morning crew is the best, because I'll be perfectly honest with you. It is easy to lie. How would I know? I mean, how would yeah. I ever know if it's a Ford or a Chevy or a this or a that? How would I have any idea if it's a Honda or a Toyota? I have no idea what the make of that car is. I know that I said it on the, I have no idea what it
but
is.
But you eventually hit on it, right?
I did and became, and it that probably was... lasted, it didn't last as long as Dead Guy in the Envelope, but if it was just every quarter hour or something, it would have lasted that long. Could you imagine if we had to guess people standing, sitting, or played our version of that game?
Now, see, I like that. Better only because there's more finality to it because you get the answer right away. It's that's it.
Yeah.
Are you sitting or standing? Done.
But that's just, and what, that so seems they, like a very Tim game. That
yes,
you
it
come
does.
Up, is you're sitting, standing.
Yes, it does. Those artists they played what with each other. They called each other.
Yeah. So just to kind of end with that. So, Lorde was calling fans. What ended up being the home run was they're playing sitting or standing, and Charlie XCX said that she's lying down because she was extremely hungover.
Yeah.
Like she cold called. So once again, it's live on the air. She wasn't expecting it. And she's
yeah.
laying down like, oh, I was just, you know, I was out late last night or whatever. So she was lying down. So she wasn't standing
Hilarious.
Or sitting. And it was live and it ended up being like a fantastic bit. But I thought to myself,
that is
well,
amazing.
Maybe there's some Jen and Tim show aspect to standing or sitting.
I mean, I'm all right with playing that after Dead Guy in an Envelope. Let's just bring it to an end. It's going to be soon.
What's the positive thing about today? There has been, the guest was Neil Armstrong. We are now whittling it down one more. So we're getting closer and closer to the correct.
Like you say whittling it down like we're getting through all the dead guys. Like there's so many.
We are.
So many.
Think about all of the names since the beginning of the year that have been guests that are off the list that are posted now alphabetically at star102cleveland.com.
Think of how many more there are.
Well, somebody is half empty. Somebody is half full.
I am very half empty on this. I just want it to be over.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
Do you guys remember the trend of when you'd ask men to clean up sauce with a paper towel?
No.
If you don't remember, we're going to talk about that because it's back. People are doing it again, and it's so funny.
Oh, boy. Sauce and, like pasta sauce.
Yeah, or like ketchup, any sauce. Like any okay. sauce from your cabinet right. is involved. And you just say, hey, clean this up, and the results are funny. This would be great for you to try out at home.
I love trying
all
these things out.
And your
okay.
husband and see how it goes. We could test him as well.
Ooh, I like that. Can we test you?
I'm nervous. let's listen next and then maybe.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim show on Star 102.
There was a trend going viral about a year and a half ago, and it's back. People are starting to do this. It's like a prank or a challenge. It's more of a challenge on their boyfriend or husband. So basically, nothing was learned. I feel like the results are the same. But it's always confusing because the person recording asks, like, takes a bottle of, a lot of times it's ketchup or any sauce you have, any condiment ready to go, and they just pour it out on the counter and say, clean this up. Obviously, they're confused because they're wondering why you just poured it out. And they're like, we just want, the prank is we want to see how you clean it up. That's the challenge. And a lot of times they use an entire roll of paper towels, it seems, way too many. And they just make it worse. Like, you know, like you clean it up and you're spreading it all over the counter. The mess is bigger. And then it takes a while for it eventually all be cleaned up. So now people are doing it again and they're switching it up. Now they're asking women to clean it up. And it's a whole different process. Like it, I don't know. Like if I go to clean up sauce, I feel like I do it the right way.
What's the right way?
Where you just kind of like scoop it up into the paper towel.
Like from the outside in, kind of like just
See, I would not use a paper towel to clean up a sauce of some sort.
What would you use?
I would get
a shirt.
Like,
would you lick it off the counter?
I would lick
Someone
it. No,
did that? They no, I just licked it.
I would.
We have former employees that.
Yes, we did off of the radio
off of the
counter.
Dirty,
yeah, I would never do that.
They licked.
Licked it
ranch
right off. It was so gross.
Off
I
of the counter,
I
and I
you
witnessed would've. It, and I almost vomited.
Yeah. I would have gagged.
No, I was.
That is a real story.
That is a real story. That was years ago, and I blocked it out until now. Thank
I'm
you,
sorry,
Tim.
Jen.
But I would take like a rag, like a kitchen rag or something, and I would scoop it up and then keep rinsing the rag to like make sure I'm getting it so I can
but
use
like
it.
The initial, because I mean, it's like a pile. It's not just like, oh, a little spillage. Like, it's a lot. Like, the initial cleanup, you just kind of like scoop her on up into the paper towel.
Yeah.
And I'm like that. And then you'd go
instead
in,
of smearing it around.
Yes. Like, they just go.
Oh,
you know,
oh,
just straight
oh,
up,
I see.
Like,
I see.
And then you need like the whole paper towel roll.
It's a waste.
Do we just not
know how to do it? Like, this is great because I spilled something on the counter yesterday. I got a paper towel and it wasn't spaghetti sauce, but it was like a decent amount. And I grabbed a paper towel and I kind of, and if you can describe this, and I'm clearly doing this wrong, 216-343-1021. So there's a pile. Let's say it's like a 2-inch circle, we'll say. It's not this massive pile. I went from the outside in and I just kind of like scooped it up with the paper towel. I didn't smear it all over.
What if you get drippage?
Then you did it the right way and you passed the test.
I didn't smear it off to the counter on the floor or anything.
Do you follow up then with a cleaning product?
Yeah, you have to. Because then it's going to be sticky and nasty afterwards.
That's not part of this challenge, but obviously.
Wait, am I supposed to use a wet rag? Like if Jen's using a wet rag, maybe I'm doing it wrong then. You're not supposed to use a paper towel.
I mean, you can. That's just next level.
Well, now I need to see the size of the pile. I need to watch one of these videos.
You'll see them smearing it across the entire counter.
That will.
Horrifying.
I will hate that a lot.
And ladies are doing it differently?
Yeah, like they just, yeah. But like, yeah. I don't know how to explain it. You just kind of, it's just a lot less waste, more eco-friendly. Like you're just using the roll, you're scooping it up into that, and then you would go in with one more with the wet.
Makes sense.
So we're going to play a round of paper towel, wet rag, what would you call it?
I don't know, like a dishcloth?
Okay, like a dishcloth. So paper towel, dishcloth, or do you lick it off of the counter?
No.
216-343-1021.
Ew.
Those are the three options we would
like
to know. Please weigh in on that. We would love to know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you get the text?
Apparently owe some money.
We're all getting the text saying we have an unpaid traffic citation. And it looks...
I paid mine, did you?
Not via this text. It comes from, at least my, I'm looking back at it now. I got this twice. I think I deleted one of them. So I could, the number is from +63. You know, if it starts with +63, that can't be good. Then there's all these steps that I have to report the DMV violation database. Then my vehicle is going to get suspended. Then my driving privileges are going to be suspended for 30 days. Then I'm going to be prosecuted and my credit score will be affected. Unless, Tim, I need to click right here and pay immediately.
So you have to, right?
Well, clearly. Do? Well, it's according to Ohio State Administrative Code 15C16.003.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a well-versed
That was,
one.
Yeah.
So when I first saw this, I said, you know what? I do have a couple parking tickets I need to pay.
Nuh-uh.
I park on the street.
Really?
Well, of course. I thought this was, normally they mail that to me, and then I just wait till the last possible second because, you know, that's the game that I play. So this is nothing, right? This is a
Well, they're saying it's a phishing scam. Yeah. Because I don't know what yours said, but mine says I have to reply why, and then they send you a link, and then you click the link, and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I can go into what I said. I will 100% do that. I am curious. So if you're listening right now, did you get the text, or is it just the three of us? I can't imagine it's just the three of us on the show that got the text, right?
Other people had to have gotten this text.
Yeah, it's a big thing. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you get that text?
I did. I always get them.
What in the world? So you just discard it, right? You delete it. You didn't click on it, did you?
No, never.
Good.
So it's like the +63, whatever. It's all. So I always number and then to like jump and stuff.
Clearly, you just delete this text. I understand that that's the thing. You get a text. It's a long text. It can be scary if you don't understand what it is. I understand that. I wonder what happens if you click on that thing. Where does it redirect you, and how much money does it try to get from you?
Do not test it.
No. You shouldn't test it. Not at all. And I hope nobody did.
I'm more curious to know if you click report to spam or just deleting it is better. Because I feel like when I click report to spam on text like that or otherwise, then I get more of them. But when I simply delete the text, I feel like it goes away.
Oh, maybe you have the answer to that. Everybody got that text. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
It seems like it. I hope nobody clicked on it.
Can you imagine if you don't know, or if you're elderly and you get that, you're so nervous, you think you missed something, you got a ticket or anything else, and you would click on that. You would not know. Right?
Of course,
if you didn't know, like, if my mother-in-law or something else, you got that thing, you're probably nervous. You drove, you did what? You want to abide by the law? Of course, that's why they do this. I'm sure somebody clicked on that thing, not knowing.
You look at it, and it does, I mean, it's a long text. It does look official. It mentions administrative code. So, I mean, they put things in here that try to trick you. And they say that enforcement penalties begin on June 11th. So, like, they make it feel urgent, too.
Yes. Looks official. Anybody click on it?
I got two of them. One of them from a weirdo overseas number and one of them from a weirdo email address. And I just don't understand.
We're so official.
I know.
Weirdo number, weirdo email.
Well, It's just something you don't normally get a text from. And who starts these? I don't understand. Like, who's the person that's like, you know what? You know what our next scam's going to be? It's going to be that you're going to lose your license. Yeah. That's our next scam.
All right. Okay. Your calls are next on Star 102. We have some really good information next. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. But first, Emily clicked on the link.
What?
You know, text message you're not supposed
Emily,
to click on.
Feels unsafe.
We're all getting from the BMV. It's, you know, click or else.
But if you click it, doesn't it get all your information and then you're ruined for life?
Let's get to Emily's DM. Thank you, Emily. Well, I clicked on the link.
Oh, Emily. I feel like that was a bad idea.
Do I have a long-lost sister? Because this is...
Seriously.
I mean...
What'd she say happened?
So, good morning. I clicked on the link because there's a website where you can report it. But in order to report it correctly, you need to have the full email address and information regarding the text. So when I clicked the link, it said that I owed $6.99. So I knew it was a scam. I'm not getting a speeding ticket for no $6.99.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what she said.
I hope she didn't pay it, too. She didn't pay it.
I love that just curiosity. You look at that long text. You know what? I'm here. The text is here. Nobody's looking.
The fact that you are curious about that is so
troubling. Tell me you're not curious. Tell me you look at that thing and thought you were something.
No, I'm terrified. I feel so scared.
Where does this lead me?
Like the minute I click it, I'm giving up my entire life.
Where does this lead me?
Identity theft. Money theft.
Do not click on it. You wanted to tell us what to do. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, for spam text messages, by hitting hashtag 7726, Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, and Consumer Cellular are all notified that that is a potential spam text message. And then by clicking on delete and report as junk on iPhones or Androids, it allows Apple or Google to know that that is a spam text message.
It's 64 degrees in North Ridgeville today, Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. The founder of the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson, has passed away. His family posted the news on his website and social media accounts yesterday. He was 82 years old. Yesterday, we mentioned Gordon Ramsay spotted filming a show in Cuyahoga Falls. Now, we learned he had dinner at Fahrenheit in downtown Cleveland. The restaurant shared his picture on social media. According to the post, he had sushi, sashimi, chop salads, pork chops, short ribs, schnitzel, and tableside bananas Foster. Cheez-Its and Wendy's have teamed up for a new snack, Baconator-flavored Cheez-Its. So they're available for a limited time. I went to the website to see if I could get some for Tasty Tuesday. Sold out already. But who knows? Maybe they'll do a restock. We'll keep an eye on it.
It's I would like to try some Meat-Its. Mm.
Nobody is calling them Meat-Its. Of course you came up with that. I mean, they should be called that, even though that's gross. Bacon-flavored Cheez-Its sounds delicious, though.
And a handful of Meat-Its.
Don't say Meat-Its. It feels wrong. I mean, right and wrong. I love it.
In my cupboard,
and
I have some potato chips. Got some stovetop and a box of Meat-Its.
Don't. Why is it next to stovetop?
Because I have stovetop at all times. I love the stovetop stuff.
You told
I don't care.
That off the air
all
a
the time.
Weeks ago.
And then I forget. I think that I don't have any, and then I buy another one, and then I end up with six boxes of stovetop. And my wife is like, "Why do we have so much stovetop?" Because I'm afraid that I don't have any. I don't know why. I always have a box of stovetop stuffing in there. The knockoff Aldi, which is like oven top or whatever it's called. I don't know. Stove bottom. I don't know what it's called, but it's good. It tastes the same, and it's 60 cents, so I get it. Half the butter. Just use half the butter. You need all that butter.
I mean, you do, though.
You don't. No. Not good for you. Meat-Its.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb. Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.